Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah 60, verses 4 to 11 and 17 to 21.
我们今天读的经文是来自于以赛亚书的第六十章四至到十一节，然后十七至到二十一节。
We will read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用启英的方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文，再调翻转英文先，跟住读中文。
Verse 4. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip.
Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you.
A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord.
All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with a sentence on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful.
Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows?
For the coastlands shall hope for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar, the silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful.
Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you.
The gates shall be opened continually day and night, they shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations with the king's living possessions.
Instead of bronze, I bring gold, and instead of iron, I bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace and your taskmasters righteousness. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Let's read the last verse together. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified.
以赛亚书的六十章第四节，你举目向四方观看，众人都聚集来到你这里，你的众子从远方而来，你的众女也被怀抱而来。 成群的骆驼并米甸和以法的毒蜂驼必遮门你，士巴的众人都必来到，要奉上黄金与香，又要传说耶和华的赞美。那些飞来如云又如鸽子向窗户飞回的是谁呢？
外邦人必建筑你的城墙，他们的王必服侍你。我曾发怒击打你，现今却施恩怜恤你。昼夜不挂，使人把列国的财物带来归，并将他们的君王牵引。
我要拿金子代替铜，拿银子代替铁，拿铜代替木头。 拿鐵代替石頭，並要以和平為你的官長，以公義為你的監督。
你地上不再聽見強暴的事，境內不再聽見荒涼毀滅的事，你必稱你的牆為拯救，稱你的門為讚美。
日頭不再作你白晝的光，月亮也不再發光照耀你，耶和華卻要作你永遠的光，你神要為你的榮耀。
我们一起读，你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业，是我种的才子，我手的工作使我得荣耀。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福听和读他话语的人。
Today's message is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is Renewing Culture.
陈牧师今天传讲的题目是更新文化。
I think you would agree with me. It's very important for you and I to know where we're headed for in life.
对于你和我来讲，可能要知道人生去哪一道都是很重要。
What your eternal future holds determines how you live your present life.
因为你将来去哪一道会影响到你今日你要做什么事。
That shapes your everyday activities. Your plans are dictated by what your purpose is in life.
你其实作的每一个的计划，就已经话咗俾人哋听，你其实将来想去做啲咩嘢。
And so the passage that you've just read is a prophetic one.
咁你今日睇呢个嘅经文，可能系一个比较哀伤、比较悲哀嘅说话。
And there are many parts of the Bible, like Isaiah 60 and Revelation 21 and 22, that are apocalyptic.
咁喺呢个嘅以赛亚书第六十章，或者系呢个嘅启示录廿二章都系同好似一啲系预表将来有关嘅经文。
Those passages tell you your destiny as a Christian.
佢话咗俾你听，作为一个基督徒，你嘅将来喺边一度。
And let me show you some of the hints in our text in alluding to that very fact.
咁我让我去俾你睇下喺呢个经文里边，其实隐藏咗啲咩嘅提示。
Andrew, I'm going to refer to verses 5-9a again, but we're not, for the sake of time, we're not going to read it again. But I'm just going to allude to it.
咁我哋大概会先去讲翻第五节到第九节嘅上半部。
Yeah, because we've just read it. You know, This has never happened in history. That's why you could tell it's a prophetic passage.
咁我哋可能唔知道佢讲咩嘢，所以我话讲到系一啲去预表将来嘅经文。
In fact, I would go even further. It couldn't have happened in human history before.
可能喺呢个嘅人类嘅历史上边系冇发生过。
Let me just point out to you, like for example, I think it's in verse 8. No one can fly in the clouds, right?
他在这个的第八节说，那些飞来如云。
And also verses 5b to 7, the wealth, I'm summarizing here, the wealth of the nations, even the enemies, the adversaries of Jerusalem and Judah, they don't come to serve God and serve his people.
他在这里讲到说，这个大海的丰盛的财物，或者以色列人，他们敌人的财物，会不会有一天去来到去服侍永生的神呢？
So to get what the prophet Isaiah is talking about in this prophecy, you got to stand by the beach.
好像你要是站在那里去等待这些事的 来到。
Can you go with me in your minds, in your imaginations? We're on the beach. We're looking out where the sky meets the ocean.
当你想象一下，你睇喺呢个海滩嘅旁边，你去远望，望到呢个水同埋天连接嘅地方。
Okay, are you with me? There's a horizon there, right? The whole horizon where the ocean meets the sky. That's what we're looking at.
你就望住喺呢个嘅水天连接嘅地方。
And all of a sudden, something white appears on that horizon.
咁突然之间，有啲嘢喺呢个嘅地平線走出嚟。
Well, what is that? Is it more clouds?
是不是多啲嘅雲？是不是雲嚟嘅咧？
What is it? You know, is it a flock of birds?
是不是一群的飞鸟呢?
Maybe it's a weather front that's coming.
或会不会是一个海啸来到呢?
And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you scan the horizon.
当它望着这个地平线的时候, 好像这一群的东西越来越大。
Is it the islands or the Mediterranean's coming at me?
是不是这个地中海的海岛是冲过来呢?
And then you realize they're tall ships, tall sails coming towards you.
你看到这件事是慢慢地来到你的面前。
But it's not any fleet.
不是一些船只。
It's the largest, greatest, most massive fleet in the history of the world sailing towards you.
在这个世界上能够想象中最伟大的船只是向你驶过来。
You see, those names in verses 5 to 9, they don't mean a whole lot to you unless, and you ought to, study the Bible.
这几节的经文对你来说可能是完全什么意义都没有除非你去看看圣经在说什么。
Actually, it's pretty easy if you have a map in your Bible. Midian and Sheba, it's mentioned in that part of verses 5 to 9, that they're just, you know, pieces of land to the south of Jerusalem.
如果你有一个地图在前面的时候，这个米甸和士巴都是在当时他所讲的地方的南边。
Right? Isaiah just painting a picture for you, right? Ephros to the east, Kedar and Abioth are the north and the west, and Tarshish is basically Spain, which is the farthest west because the Americas weren't seen yet, right?
咁你睇到就话，无论系喺好似今日西班牙嘅他斯，或者喺另一个地方嘅基达，好似远方周围四边嘅人都好似聚集埋一齐。
And what Isaiah is encouraging with these words is literally all the wealth of all the nations of the world. Where are they going? Streaming into Jerusalem.
佢讲到呢个四面八方嘅财物都向住耶路撒冷呢一个地方嚟到。
Why?
为什么呢?
For the honor and glory of God.
为到神的荣耀,
again, it's not coming into a place like New York City, right, to make money. Right? Money flows into New York City to make more money, right?
不是说好像是纽约这样,四面八方的财富都聚集来到纽约市。
Because over and over it says in the text, all the riches are coming to what? For what? To proclaim the praise of the Lord.
他说这些四面八方的财富来到都去赞美神的荣耀。
To honor the Lord God.
去将这个神的名去高举。
That's never happened before, right? And we can't imagine it ever happening in this fallen world, right? But that's not all.
不单止是这样,
did you notice? This really goes beyond us. In verse 18, if you could shine up verse 18, please. It talks about a society in which there's no more violence, no more disorder of any kind, no more crying, no more war.
他说在这个第18节说地上再不会有强暴的事再不会有任何的荒凉毁灭战争的事发生。
I know many of you are sorrowing. Look at verse 20, there's no more sorrow, it says, no more sadness.
可能在今天我们在座之中有人在哀哭的时候第20节说他说这个日头不会再下落。 他说也都悲哀的日子也都完毕。
And then finally in verse 19, Andrew, thanks so much. Verse 9, it doesn't need the sun. It doesn't need the moon. Did you see that?
他第19节说日头不再作为你白昼的光月亮再不是发光照耀你。
Things are so good. And now you begin to realize it's talking about what? The new heavens and the new earth, the future.
当样样东西都讲得这么美好的时候，究竟我们讲的什么呢? 我们讲的将来的新天新地。
If you believe.
如果你相信神，
if you know the Christ，
如果你认识这个耶稣基督，
God's going to create this on this earth. Did you know that? It says it's going to come down.
他说这个的天会是降在今日我们所在的地的上面。
You know, the New Testament version of that is, as John paints in Revelation, is picturesque in Revelation 21:22.
如果你看这个的创世纪的这个的启示录21章22节，是很多为你去描绘不同的图画。
And it sounds so similar to Isaiah 60. Let me show you. Again, I have to go quickly, but let me show you Revelation 21:22. It's on slide 2 and 3. Revelation 21, for example, verses 1 to 4.
我们如果看看这个启示录的21章第一到第四节。
This is, again, the Apostle John. Then I saw a new heaven and new earth.
The first heaven and the
first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I'm reading 1 through 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look!God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And verse 4, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the older order of things has passed away.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座中出来，说：看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要作他的子民，他神要亲自与他们同在，作他们的神。神要抹去、擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭喊、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Okay, we can't read the entire chapter, so we're going to scroll down to verses 10 and 11. This is slide 4 for Andrew. And he carried me away in the spirit.To a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal.
第十一节他说，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那山神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Again, scrolling further down, verses 23, 26, again, slide 5 and 6, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Verse 24, By its light with the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. Verse 26, they will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations.
那城内又不用日月光照耀，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王将自己的荣耀归于那城。城门白昼总不关闭，那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
And the last portion, Revelation 22, 1 and 2, which is on slide 7 and 8. Again, this is spectacular. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal.Flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在这河边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，树的叶子乃为医治，医治万民。
I hope you see the practicality. The practicality of seeing your future.
我希望你睇到就话呢啲经文好实际嘅话咗俾你听。将来是怎么样?
Again, the Apostle John, the Prophet Isaiah, describing the new heavens and new earth.
这个的使徒约翰话了给你听将来新天新地是怎么样的。
Okay, so I have a question for you.
我有一个问题问你。
What are we going to be doing? How are we going to spend the rest of eternity? What are we going to be doing?
那究竟你和我究竟会做些什么呢?
Cultural renewal activity.
我会做一啲系令到文化更新嘅事。
It's on slide 9. This society, this new society, this city of the living God is filled with what? Cultural activity.
喺呢个新天新地里边，其实充满住嘅系一啲文化更新嘅活动。
And in the text, we learn 4 things, and I only have time to go over 2 of them today and 2 next time. 4 things we learn.
咁我喺里边学到咗四样嘢，我今日会同你讲其中嘅两样。
First, the obvious, cultural new activity is good.
佢讲到第一样嘢就话去更新呢个文化系好嘅。
But also the obvious, it's presently broken.
但喺今日呢个世代系破碎嘅。
The less than obvious, it's diverse. All the cultures are involved.
是令到所有不同的文化都能够得到这个的影响。
And finally, but not lastly, the most promising one, it's redeemed. Redeemed.
最后就说去拯救。
Do you understand why this is so important?
你明白为什么这一切都是这么重要呢?
We're talking about your eternity.
我们讲的是你的永恒的将来。
See, the average age in North America is You live to 80.
今日喺北美洲嘅人普遍嘅寿命系80岁。
That's just a twinkling of an eye. I'm talking about your eternity.
咁但系好似喺永恒里边，80年都好似系一眨眼之间。
What Isaiah is referring to is what you'll be doing in eternity.
佢讲紧就话你喺永恒嘅里边，究竟你会做啲咩嘢咧
？And so if we'll be doing that forever and ever for the glory of God, shouldn't you be ready?Shouldn't you be ready now to start doing it?
他说如果你在永恒里面你会日复夜这样每日去做的时候今日你是不是准备好呢
First, what's the goodness? What's the goodness of the culture?
这个文化有什么好处在这里
呢 There's commerce happening.
好像在这里发生着。
There's architecture. There's science.
无论是这个建筑或者这个科学
If you're not into that, there's art and there's music.
会有这个的音乐，会有这个的艺术。
And in the future, you have all these cultural activities going on. Why?
你会所有这些文化的活动不断地在进行，为什么呢？
Our future is material. The heaven comes down. Restoration, renewal, material.
咁你将来呢一切嘅复活喺度发生嘅时候，我就会用呢啲嘅材料去做呢一切嘅嘢。
John makes that absolutely clear in the book of Revelation。
佢喺呢个嘅启示录嗰度咁样讲。
At the end of time and history as we know it, we do not see us as individuals leaving this material world in some ethereal realm, in some detached spiritual realm. That's not.How it's supposed to not accurate.
佢话啲人觉得啊，这个意识你会统治呢个世界，唔系佢将来其实要讲嘅嘢。
Instead, we see what the Apostle John describes. We see the power of God coming down to cleanse, to perfect.
是讲到话神嘅国系会临到呢个世界上边，神嘅国会令到一切变成完美。
If you want to see the future of the human race，
如果想睇到人类嘅将来嘅时候
，Look at the resurrected Christ。
你睇下呢个复活嘅主系点样样
？We get glimpses of the resurrected Christ in the New Testament。
我喺呢个嘅新约圣经睇到复活嘅主系点样样
？He rose from the dead with a perfect, glorified body。
是他有一个复活一个完美的身体。
You see, he could eat a fish and enjoy it.
他可以就算吃一条鱼吃得很开心。
But you could also put your hand through his nail prints in his hand.
但同样你都可以将你的手你的手指去触摸他一个钉过十字架手的伤痕。
You can't get any physical than that, right?Touching the wound，
你可以掂到一个神经钉个十字架嘅手嘅伤痕。
See, it doesn't matter if you're a Star Trek fan. You're not going to be ball light. I'm sorry, it's not Hollywood.
呢个唔系话你喺呢个荷里活嘅星空奇遇吓，嗰啲喺度将啲人周嚟走来走去，变来变去咁简单。
You're not going to be a point of consciousness. It's not Hollywood.
这个不是说在荷里活所说的那种的对事物的醒觉。
You're going to be hugged. And you're going to hug.
你会去遇到所这些的问题。
You're going to dance.
你会去跟人家去拥抱，会跟人家去一起跳舞。
I know many of you like to eat.
很多人可能在这里喜欢吃东西。
You're going to be eating and drinking.
你也会在这个将来的新天新地吃喝。
Material future. That's what Isaiah and John are saying to you.
是这个的以赛亚和约翰所讲到那个物质的将来。
And that's why cultural activity is good.
所以为什么文化的活动是好的？
Because God says it'll go on forever.
他说这些东西是不断地在进行着。
Go back to the beginning of the Bible. There you see God after he's made things.What's the crown of his creation? How does he make us? Gets his hands dirty in the soil, in the dust.
你睇翻呢个嘅创世记，讲到神当日点样样创造天地，又系用到佢嘅手去创造天地。
I know what you're thinking, because some of you are influenced by Eastern religions.
可能有啲人受到东方嘅宗教影响，会咁讲。
Eastern religions have always said material world is an illusion.
东方的宗教会说这个的物质的世界可能好像一个影像。
They're not alone in saying that. Western religions, the Greeks and the Romans, believed the material world was what? Debasing, defiling.
他也都西方的宗教也都同样这样说。
Right? That's grained into us, even in Western culture. The spirit was good, the body's bad, dirt, forget it.
很多时候都会讲到话这个属灵这个的灵命是好的，但是这个的物质这个身体是不好的。
But in the beginning,
但在开始的时候
beginning of creation,
在创造的开始的时候
God was busy,
神很忙碌
working,
看
着 working,
在做着东西。
This is unprecedented in all the religions of the world.
他跟这个所有世界上面宗教所讲是很不同。
Only Christianity says that.
只是基督教会这样讲到他的神。
Here is God with his hands in the dirt making you.
他说到这个的神，他的手很忙碌，用这个的泥去做这个不同的事。
And what did he make you? A gardener.
他将你变成一个的园丁。
Do you know what a gardener does?
一个园丁去做啲咩嘢咧？
A gardener cultivates. That's the same word as culture. Take a piece of land, cultivate it, make it good.
佢去耕种，去种植。
To cultivate, to culture is the same thing.
去呢个嘅种植同埋呢个嘅培植呢个文化都系同样一样嘅嘢。
Some of you, because I know Ray's here, you know Hebrew.You know, you can look up the word cultivate. Culture is the same word.
如果你问阿司徒石文弟兄吓，佢都熟悉呢个希伯来文吓，两个字系一模一样。
It to cultivate or to do cultural activity is to take raw material, arrange it in such a way to draw out its potential.
咁你去將呢個種植同埋做一啲重建文化嘅活動，都係將啲嘢變成係有價值擺喺你前面。
But it's done in that enormous way for what? For the flourishing of human activity.
你做嘅呢一切嘅嘢都係為到人類可以蓬勃發展嘅結果。
For the betterment of human community.
亦都係為到人類嘅將來嘅文化去做一啲嘅事。
I'll give you a couple examples. We need beauty, right? We're people that need beauty. We need, there are flowers that are beautiful. There's food that's beautiful, right?
人類好鍾意愛美，好鍾意呢個花草樹木。
And a gardener works diligently in the garden to make something beautiful, like vegetation.
好似一個嘅園丁，去種植，去種花，種好靚嘅花出嚟。
That's cultural activity.
呢個就係一個嘅文化嘅活動。
Who formed the world of nature? Who provided all the raw material for you to shape?
邊一個去做呢個世界？邊一個俾你有所有嘅材料去做成呢一切嘅嘢咧？
You know, for you, some of you young people are into physical sciences. You're taking, that's taking raw material, making something good, right?
好似喺在座好多後生嘅人，可以將好多嘅嘢材料變成一啲有用嘅嘢出嚟。
God's the one who provided the raw material, right?
神去为你提供呢一切嘅物质
，That's cultural activity。
呢个就系一个文化嘅活动。
Just take human interactions. God formed the universe so that we interact, right? Human interaction.
神去创造呢个世界，等到人同人之间有呢个交流。
What is human interaction developed?
当人同人之间有交流嘅时候，会有咩嘅结局咧
？Well, there's political discourse.There's economics, there's sociology, there's history.
无论系呢个政治、经济、社会或者历史上边，佢有呢个嘅交流。
How about this? Who is the source of all harmony, form, and narrative pattern?
有边一个系呢一季所有和平平安嘅源头咧
？Of course, God, right? That's the raw material for art.
这个就是神去令到这个造成这个的艺术这个图画
Who's the source of the human mind? Which is the raw material for what? Philosophy? Psychology?
当神去给我们有这个思想的时候造成了这个哲学和心理学
And who moment by moment maintains the connection between our minds and the world beyond our minds?
是哪一个令到我们的思想和这个远地的思想可以连在一起呢
God did and does
是神去为我们将我们联络在一起
Do you get what God wants from you?
你看不看到神其实想在你的身上去拿到什么东西呢
Think about it Cultivating Arranging the land so it forms some sort of beauty that brings forth food
咁當你喺呢個地上種植嘅時候，你種出呢個食物出嚟。
You know, we delight in seeing something splendid, right? If you see a cultivated garden or yard, wow, it's nice.
人好中意一啲好漂亮嘅嘢。當你見到一個好漂亮嘅花園，你會懷然一新。
We know that growing crops, vegetation, helps human flourishing.
你知道你需要去種植，你耕種，有呢個食物。人到呢個人類嘅人口增加
，Obviously cultivating is good。
所以睇到去耕種、去種植、去培植係好嘅。
And we need the flourishing of human beings like you and I, right？
亦都需要你同我一齊去蓬勃嘅發展。
Involved in human community doing these good endeavors。
去做一啲好嘅事，去幫助呢個人類。
Let me just mention a few other things. What's music？
你諗下音樂。
It's taking the raw material sound, fashioning it into music, something beautiful.
你想想本来这个音乐只是不同的符号不同的音符不同的音将它组成为一起变成了一个漂亮的音乐。
What's writing?
写作。
What's theater?
这个戏剧。
It's taking the raw material of human experience, fashioning it into narrative, into story to make sense.
你将一个人嘅个人嘅经历你写成呢个嘅书，变成呢个剧本，做成呢个电影，一个舞台剧摆出嚟。
What are visual arts?
呢个嘅视觉艺术。
Well, you take the raw material, like dye, sticking it on a canvas, right?
你好似將呢個嘅顏色啊，將佢變出嚟。
Did you know？
你知唔知道
？The human race can't live without beauty。
呢個人類需要有呢個美喺佢哋嘅生活上邊。
We can't live without story。
我哋唔可以嚇冇咗呢個嘅故事喺裏邊。
Because these things give our lives meaning。
因為呢一切嘅嘢啊，俾到人有呢個嘅意義。
What is that？It's the same as gardening, right?
其實呢一切嘅嘢同好似呢個嘅種花啊、種樹一樣。
Are you doing that? Are you taking the raw materials of creation, drawing out its potential for the good of human flourishing?
你今日所做嘅嘢，你有冇去做到一啲嘢，令到啊幫助呢個人類去蓬勃咁發展呢？
Here's an obvious thing you did. That again, this simple thing you did this morning, probably. I don't know.I'm looking out there, maybe not. You combed your hair. That's human flourishing. Order out of chaos. Combing your hair.
你每日出門口出街之前，你都會梳下頭去出街。
You couldn't flourish without combing your hair.
你諗下，如果你出街嚇頭髮蓬鬆啊，走出去嘅時候會係點咧？
You can't flourish without cleaning. Dust, dirt. You know, dust and dirt will get to you. Did you know that? It'll get to you eventually.
啊、你想在出門口之前你都會洗下面下梳下個妝然後就出去、
right, You don't need home economics 101 to know if you don't clean your apartment what's going to happen? Woo, germs germs going to build, it's going to get you
同樣好像你家裡不、同的時候你都會清潔、這個吸塵去抹地你想像下如果一個月、你沒有 去、去洗一間屋的時候會是怎樣
呢 right, Even the simple things combing your hair cleaning your homeThey're not just menial tasks.
你想想其實就算好像去每天去梳頭去清潔你自己去清潔你間屋不是只是一些很無聊、家庭上要做的活動
The gospel tells us God incarnated, right? Became human, entered into our world. What did he do for 30 years? Carpentry.
你想想当神去道成肉身来到世界上面的时候他从事什么工作呢他是一个木匠
right, taking raw material, wood, making something nice
他将这个木头将它变成了一样有用的物品
shaping, molding creation, right, for the benefit of humanity
你去做所做的做出来木头 的,、的制成品、令到帮助到其他人
You're sitting relatively comfortably nowSomebody did something to help you do that. You're sitting on something somebody cultivated.
你正如你今日你坐喺度，坐喺呢个嘅啊木凳上边吓，呢啲嘅凳都系好多年前好多人啊为你做出嚟。
See, that's the biblical worldview. There's nothing menial about your labor.
呢个就系呢个喺一个从基督徒。里面去睇呢个嘅世界观，讲到一样嘢就话，你其实手所作嘅每一样嘢都唔系冇意义嘅。
And again, the range is tremendous, right? From gardening to combing hair to investment banking.
当然嗰个嘅、那个幅度好大，无论就系你梳头去为你自己去做一个花园，或者你从事一个金融投资嘅工作。
Those are examples of cultural activity.
其實呢一切嘅每一樣嘢都同呢個文化都係有關係。
God does that. The Spirit of God, yes, does convert the soul.
神去改變咗人嘅心。
But if you read the Bible, and we always encourage you to do that, in Genesis 1, the Spirit of God, what does He do? He brings order out of chaos.
咁但係如果你有睇聖經嘅時候，你睇到呢個嘅。創世記第一章，神將呢個嘅秩序帶嚟呢個世界。
Yes, the Spirit of God is concerned about souls, but He's also concerned about creation. The Spirit loves creation.
呢個聖靈唔單止去關心啊你嘅靈魂，亦都關心到呢個世界呢個嘅創造。
Do you realize what creation is?
咩叫做創造呢
？God existed, and then God decided to take the breath of life.Which he had alone, and put it in us.
佢将佢呢个嘅灵气放喺人嘅里边。
And suddenly there were other human beings, who, and he gave God gave them those human beings freedom of will.
佢亦都俾到呢啲有灵气嘅人有呢个自由嘅意志。
And did you know he invested in you at incredible cost to him?
亦都将佢将投资喺你嘅身上。
Right? Was it worth it? Do you think?
你谂下神投资喺我嘅身上值唔值得咧？
Of course, God is the ultimate investment banker.
你谂下神好似一个嘅最终嘅一个嘅银行家投资喺你每一个人嘅身上。
Right? He takes his resources and risks them at infinite cost to himself.
你谂下神将呢一切所有嘅资源都俾过你
，so that his glory can expand amongst the universe.
好使到佢嘅荣耀，佢嘅荣光可以去达到大地。
Yes, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of bad reasons to do all work with one's life, and we'll get to that.
可能你要做嘅好多嘅事情，好似都冇意义。
But don't you see why this is important? Godly, it's godly to invest capital, human resources at your risk for human betterment.
但你亦都睇到就话当人去冒险将呢一切嘅嘢资源投资喺呢个世界上边，为到人嘅好处系一个值得嘅事。
That's one aspect how you can glorify God.
就系
cultivate.
当你去种植。去培植其他人嘅时候，就一个好好投资嘅方法。
And God wants you to work towards human flourishing.
神亦都想你做嘅从事嘅每一样嘅工作，都令到其他人有好处。
And when one sees a talent to meet a need and invest heavily into that work, that creates jobs. Society's better.
当你去努力。去投資嘅時候，造成呢個嘅工作令到其他人得到好處。
That is God-like.
呢個就係神所喜歡嘅事。
Do you know what John is saying? What Isaiah is saying to you?
你睇唔睇到以賽亞同約翰喺度同你講緊啲咩嘢咧
？Yes, you need to proclaim. We need preachers who proclaim the gospel.
我哋需要去宣布神嘅福音。
And God saves souls.Through the preaching of the gospel. Yes, absolutely.
神亦都喺个圣经里边咁样讲。
But what's the purpose of saving souls? Do you know what the purpose is?
咁究竟呢个嘅去拯救人嘅灵魂，究竟有咩嘅目的呢
？Renewal.
去更新。
Renewal of God's creation. That's the purpose.
去令到呢个神嘅创造能够得到更新。
The whole purpose of saving souls is to renew all of God's creation.
当你去咁样做嘅时候，你去拯救一个灵魂，又令到人，令到呢个创造能够得到更新。
You know, you don't need preachers in heaven. You'll be training me. You know, maybe to sing, or maybe to do some art, maybe do some gardening.
在将来这个天国里面可能你做不同的艺术或者种植的工作
By the way, I'm not alone If you health professionals You'll be retrained too You guys who are health professionals You're going to be retrained So those of you who are talented in other things You'll be retraining us
可能你去就算你是从事这个医疗的工作将来在这个天堂里面都会有需要你的地方
Because in heaven you still need musicians architects, investment bankers, artists, carpenters, gardeners, athletes, construction workers.
咁去到呢个天堂里边，你虽然依然都需要呢个建筑师，需要呢个艺术家需要呢个园丁，需要唔同工作从事工作嘅人。
Because there's no more sin.
因为将来唔会再有罪。
That means no more decay.
唔会再有呢个腐烂。
No sickness.
唔会再有病痛。
No death.
冇死亡。
Two verses that summarize all this is on slide 10. Psalm 104:30 says, You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. And also John 16:8 is right by, it's just as important. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Do you see both? Renewing creation and saving souls.
在这两节的经文你看到这个更新，也都 看到这个拯救。在这个的诗篇104篇，他说你发出你的灵，他们便受造，你使地面 更换为新。约翰福音第16章8节说，他既来了，又要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Are you doing that?
你今天不是这样做的吗？
Are you making things better for others and yourself?
你是不是今天所做的事是为到自己、为到其他人的好处呢？
Or are you just working for your benefit?
或者你做的事只是为了你自己呢？
For your own security, for your own comfort.
为了你的安全感，为了你的舒适。
See, there's a difference.
有一个不同在这里。
God's calling you to help renew the world.
神去呼召你去更新这个世界。
Yes, there are religions in the world that say the material world isn't real.
有些人说，这个物质的世界不是真的。
Yes, I've already mentioned there are other religions that say the material world is debasing.
有些人说，有些东西可能是越来越差。
Even secularism says the world is real, but eventually it's going to be no more sun. Or burn up.
就算这个俗世主义人都说最后这个世界会灭亡。
The Bible clearly states,
但圣经他说,
cultural activity will go on forever.
他说这些文化的活动会继续这样进行。
And it even says this is what redemption is about.
也都说到说这个就是救赎所在的地方。
And we're working together to get back to the place where we really can do work God originally made us to do.
他说我们会继续这样做，做到一个地步会翻翻去原本神他本来的旨意。
Yes, there's mystery.
有这个的我们不知道的地方。
And how this will unfold and develop and eventually look, you're absolutely right. The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经里面很多东西可能都是一个谜，很多东西我们不知道将来会是怎样。
And we do know, and you know very well, just like I, that work is frustrating presently.
或者今天在你面对的工作很多的困难。
But it will.
但有一天
The frustration will end.
你的沮丧会结束。
Glorify God.
去荣耀你的神。
It's a vast world out there.
去世界上面有咁多嘅机会俾你去荣耀你嘅神。
Do it for the honor and praise and glory of God, not for your own pockets.
唔去为咗你自己嘅荷包嘅肿胀而去做。
And verses 18-20 spell out that there's no violence or exploitation in new heavens and new earth.
亦都话将来唔会再有呢个强暴、荒凉、毁灭嘅事。
And we'll look at this next time, but 18 and 20, notice all the races are getting together and working together.
亦都睇18到20节话，世界上边嘅万族万民都会一齐同心嘅工作。
All the cultures are involved in renewal.
喺呢个世界上面，每一个嘅文化都会喺埋一齐去更新。
There's no class, racial conflict, no marginalization.
世界上面不会再有人被人去被忽略，不会再有这个种族肤色的这个的冲突。
No sorrow.
没有这个的哀伤。
There'll be no hopelessness.
不会有这个的绝望。
But of course, by way of contrast, our culture is filled with frustration.
但是对相对来讲，今日我们要面对这个世界，我们的文化依然有很多令人沮丧的地方。
为什么 full of frustration?
为什么依然都是有这么多沮丧人的地方呢？
It's not because cultural activity per se is wrong.
不是说文化自己本身有这个问题。
It's the reason that it's presently done. That's the problem.
而是为什么今日的人做这些事造成了这么多的沮丧。
See, the reason this is a perfect human culture in Isaiah 60 is that all the cultures are doing what? In Isaiah 60, they're bringing honor to God. All the cultural renewals bring honor to God.
这个文化的更新去讲到就说要将神的荣耀去荣耀他，去高举他。
They're bringing all the richesAll the work for the glory of God.
去将这个的财富，将所有的荣耀去归给神。
And that's not happening right now.
但今日唔係咁樣樣。
And Genesis 11 points that out, right? Our current work is tainted because it's all about us.
但我哋今日所做嘅嘢，去受到呢個污染，因為我哋做嘅嘢只係為咗我哋自己。
We're making a name for ourselves.
我哋係要為自己去出名，唔係要去榮耀神嘅名。
God's not happy with that. That's the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11.
喺呢個嘅巴別塔嘅故事就已經講咗俾我哋聽。
That's the biblical description of the first city gone awry.
呢個就係喺呢個聖經裏邊第一個嘅城市，而係神唔喜悅嘅城市。
You see, in Babel there was absolutely nothing wrong with the architecture or the economics.
喺呢個嘅巴別塔嗰個故事裏邊，呢個嘅建築、呢個社會嘅經濟啊，冇問題。
But all of the activities which were inherently good went bad because people were out.To do it for themselves.
就喺巴別塔時代嘅人，佢所做嘅任何嘅嘢，只係為佢自己而做。
To make a name for ourselves, or to pad your own security, you do it for yourself. That's the problem.
為到自己能夠去成名，為咗自己嘅好處，係嗰個最大嘅問題。
And you know what's the problem? Because our identity.Is distorted. Our identity should be complete in Christ, not in what we do.
我哋嘅身份本来因为耶稣基督嘅原因已经得到完全，而唔系在乎于我哋今日做咗啲咩嘢去证明我哋嘅身份。
Yes, our work is important to fulfill us.
我哋需要我哋嘅工作去达成我哋要做嘅事。
God's a worker; we're made in His image.
神话。我哋係按住佢嘅形象而去做。
You ought to do your job well.
我哋每個人都應該喺我哋份內嘅工作去做好。
But the problem, you see the problem? We think our work is the way that we know we're important.
我哋覺得我哋嘅工作係嗰度令到我哋自己出名，覺得人哋睇我哋為重要嘅事情。
It's the main way we think we're of value.And importance.
我哋覺得我哋嘅工，唯有係我哋嘅工作，要去將呢個價值帶翻俾我哋。
And that's why cultures are broken.
所以點解呢個文化今日係破碎
？Because I say what I do is who I am.
我話我要做啲乜嘢嘢，我做啲咩嘅嘢，就係今日我係邊一個。
And the destructiveness comes because if work becomes an end in of itself.It's about us.
咁但系你谂下，去到尾，如果你做工作嘅结果，即系为你自己嘅时候
，It's not about God and the flourishing to help others.
唔系为神，唔系为呢个世界。
It's not bringing honor and riches to God and His name.
唔系将神嘅名去高举嘅时候。
Do you see the problem?
你睇唔睇个问题喺边一度咧
？You're doing it to make a name for yourself.
你即系为你自己去成名。
For your security,
为你的安全感,
for your family,
为你的家庭,
that's why you're exhausted. That's why you're frustrated.
为什么所以今天很多人很沮丧, 为什么很多人失落?
I don't have time to go into the brokenness. We'll do that next time.
我下个礼拜就告诉你们听,个破碎在哪里。
And also the diversity and the redemption.
亦都会讲俾你听有咩敌对你嘅人，亦都会讲到呢个嘅救赎喺边一度。
But that brokenness points us to the fact that we need the light.
但系呢个嘅破碎将我哋指向翻呢个嘅光明喺边一度。
We need the light of the world.
我需要世上嘅光
to shine on the brokenness and darkness.
去照耀喺呢个嘅破碎嘅上边。
That darkness that's within you.That's making a name for yourself.
嗰个你嘅内心嘅破碎，就话嗰个要为自己去成名，要自己去为自己嗰一个内心嘅黑暗。
And that name that you're making for yourself, everyone out there is doing that too.
你呢一个嘅想法，亦都系今日好多人共有嘅想法。
And that's why I'll close with this: is the actually the first three verses of chapter Isaiah 60, which we didn't read.For the sake of time, which we'll read now, it's on slide 11. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See? Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
在以赛亚书第60章第1至3节， 兴起发光， 因为你的光已经来到， 耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。 看啊， 黑暗遮盖大地， 阴暗遮盖万民， 耶和华却要显现照耀你。 他的荣耀要现在你身上， 万国要来就你的光， 君王要来就你， 发现你的光辉。
You see, we're attracted to the light because it brings healing.
我们对这个光很吸引， 因为这个光带来了医治。
Because in Jesus, there is no darkness at all.
在耶稣基督的里面没有一丝的黑暗。
And he comes,
他来到,
and shines his light brightly upon your sin.
他将他的光照耀在你的身上。
And he doesn't shame us in the light.
他在他的光辉的里面, 他不会令你觉得惭愧。
You see, he's lifted up high so that all can see on the cross what he's done for you.
他将你去高举, 令你看到他在十字架上为你做的是什么事。
To take our shame upon himself.
他将这个羞辱, 带回去给他自己。
You see, he conquers your darkness there.
他在那一刻将你内心的黑暗去击退了。
By bringing himself to you, his marvelous light.
将他的光辉带到你的面前。
Don't you want to be restored?
你想不想今日与神去复活呢？
Don't you want renewal?
你想不想得到这个更新呢？
Don't you want to be redeemed?
想不想得到他的拯救呢？
Come
今天来到,
into his light.
进入他的生命, 进入他的光辉。
He snuffs out the darkness on the cross.
他在这个十字架上没有任何的黑暗。
He takes your sin penalty there.
他拿走了你的罪, 你的惩罚。
And by his life and action, we are renewed.
无论我们的身体, 我们的灵魂, 都得到他的更新。
And in him, you and I can work towards cultural renewal.
你和我可以一起令到这个世界文化得到更新。
Even
就算,
in our broken state.
就算我们今天在这个破碎的情况。
Yes, there will be still frustration. Yes, there still will not be perfection in this world.
就算这个世界依然有沮丧不完美的地方。
But let the light shine. Let the light give you hope.
让这个光辉照耀在你身上。
Don't you want that?
你想不想今天得到它呢？
The world's out there waiting.
这个世界在等待你。
People in here are waiting.
今天这个世界里面的人等待你。
Won't you pick up your cross and follow him?
你会不会今天拎起你的十字架去跟随他呢？
Father, we thank you for the light of the world, Jesus Christ.
我们为到这个主耶稣基督的光辉，
Forgive us, Father, for our slothfulness, for our work activity to just fill our own pockets.
我们为到我们自己很多时候为了我们自己去工作，我们向你认罪。
For just being concerned for our own security, our own families.
我们很多时候只是挂着我们的家庭，我们的安全感。
Oh Lord, may we see true revival, true repentance and faith here.
让我们在你的面前去见到这个真正的更新。
So that the light of the world can shine brightly, even in darkness.
就算在黑暗里面，我们都可以见到这个光辉。
I pray, Lord, for Grace Church.
为到恩若堂去祈祷。
And for opportunities to proclaim Christ and cultivate renewal, cultural activity.
为到我们可以与这个社区的人去更新去祈祷。
May we go
我们去,
and make disciples of the nations.
使万民作我们的门徒。
And may we anticipate those ships coming towards Jerusalem with all the riches, all the glory.
去期待这个远地的船只、啊、将这个一切带到你耶路撒冷的面前。
For your honor,
为到你的荣耀。
For your glory,
为到你的、荣美。
Oh, help us, Jesus.
主啊，求你去帮助我们。
We ask that in the name, his precious name, amen.
我是奉主耶稣基督名求。